107.7.
Yes, 107.7, the sound that sets you free. You're with me, Avril, and it's exactly 13:30 on the clock. Now with us, we have June Gimmel van Wyk. She's local electoral project officer who will be talking to us about local government elections. Welcome, ma'am, and how are you?
Hi, Errol. Thank you for inviting me. I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks again for visiting us and give us more information about local government elections. Now, what is the significance of local government elections compared to national elections?
Thank you for the question, Errol. Local government elections determines who manages municipal services and also who develops priorities such as water, sanitation, housing, our local roads. Then also, unlike national elections, which mainly focus on policy and legislation, local elections directly impact daily community life and also service delivery within the local municipalities.
And why is public education important to the local government level?
Public education ensures that citizens understand how local councils work, their role in service delivery, and why participation matters. It combats apathy mostly amongst our youth, and it also empowers communities to hold local leaders accountable.
And what are some of the misconceptions people have about the local elections?
Believing that local elections are less important than national elections. Thinking their vote doesn't make a difference at municipal level, and it really does make a difference. Then also confusing ward councillors' responsibilities with those of national members of parliament.
And what information should every voter that's listening now know before going to the polling station?
Obviously, the voting date, the election date, and the location of the voting station. Then also important is the ward and the municipality details. Then voters also need to bring along the valid green barcoded ID. It can either be a smart card or the temporary identification certificate. And then also understanding the structure of the ballot papers, like your ward and your proportional representation, and also your district ballots. So voters will receive 3 ballot papers at our local government elections next year.
And can you please explain to us the voter registration process and how does it work and what should a citizen, me as a citizen, check in advance?
Voters can register at the local IEC offices within the local municipalities. They can also now register online if they go to registertovote.elections.org.za. Or during our official registration weekends. They can also check their registration status via an SMS if they send the ID number through to 32810, and the SMS is 1 rand. They can also send an WhatsApp to the number 0600 880 0000.
And are there any changes in ward boundaries, voting procedures, or voting technology that we should be aware of?
Yes. Now, before any local government election, we have the process with the Municipal Demarcation Board. They re-look the ward boundaries in consultation with the Electoral Commission. So, yes, there will be a few ward boundary changes within the Drakenstein municipality, but all those affected voters will be informed accordingly. And then the voting procedure will remain largely the same. Then the only technology that voters should be aware of is that once they have entered the voting station, there will be a device called the voter management device. The election official will ask the voter for the ID. They will scan the voter's ID through the voter management device, and that device will tell the election official whether the voter is eligible to vote at that voting station.
And can you explain us what exactly do local councillors do and how do their decisions affect the daily life?
Local councillors, mainly they approve municipal budgets and development plans. They oversee service delivery like your water, electricity, your waste. They also represent the community's interest in the council decisions. And their decisions affect housing projects, infrastructure, maintenance, and also our local economic developments.
And what are the qualities that the citizens should look out for in local council candidates?
I would say to look at the integrity of the councillor or the person, like the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, the knowledge of local issues and good governance, then also the ability to engage communities and solve problems, and also to commit to service delivery and be open and transparent.
And why is voter turnout typically lower in local government elections?
I would say the perception that local elections are less impactful due to challenges with service delivery, complaints, failures to deliver, corruption, lack of accountability by our local councillors, lack of awareness about the councillor's role, and also the disappointment mainly with service delivery performances.
And what strategies are being used to encourage more people, especially youth and first-time voters, to participate in this election?
We use social media campaigns and influencer engagements. Then we also visit schools and campuses for our outreach programs. We go into partnerships with community organizations, and then also we have registration drives at the different, or if I can say, at public places of interest.
And what are common forms of misinformation during local elections?
Mainly the fake news about the voting dates or the voting procedures, false claims about candidate eligibility, or any misleading messages on ward boundary changes that is misleading the community out there.
And ma'am, how can we as voters verify credible information?
They can use the official IEC platforms like the IEC website, www.elections.org.za. They can make use of the SMS line, or they can call the IEC call center.
And how is the election authority ensuring that persons with a disability, remote rural communities, and marginalized groups can participate fully?
We have special voting arrangements for remote areas in place, like 2 days before the election day. We have 2 days allocated for only special votes, where persons who are highly pregnant, our senior citizens, people who are disabled, they can apply for a special vote. They can vote in the comfort of their homes or go to a voting station prior to the election day. Then we also have ballot papers in Braille and assistance for visually impaired voters. Then also the outreach programs that we conduct in rural communities.
Are there any special provisions for elderly people and voters, for example, and also pregnant women?
Yes. We make the queue management a priority for the elderly, the pregnant women, and persons with disabilities. Like I've mentioned before, the special voting days we have, and then also during special voting days, we have what we call home visits. So basically, voters can vote in the comfort of their homes.
June, we want to thank you for talking and sharing with us more about the local government elections. Now we can be comfortable by going to the local government election. All of the best for you guys with the preparation of these elections. And I'll definitely vote.
Thank you very much, Errol, for having me.